On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria 27, Johannesburg 25, Polokwane 23.
Flooding issues because of the rainstorm that is sweeping across the province, Lanesia. We got flooding on the N12. It's between the Protea Glen exit and the Lanesia exit. Flooding at Galulis, multiple approaches and ramps affected, and very heavy traffic in the Central Crown also due to flooding.
Former Basasa COO Angelo Agrizi has been sentenced to 10 years imprisonment, suspended for 5 years following a plea deal with the state due to his poor health. He faced charges in the High Court in Pretoria in a 1.8 billion rand corruption and money laundering case for paying bribes to government officials in exchange for lucrative contracts. Under the agreement, Agrizi must fully cooperate with investigators and testify in Basasa-related cases. Staying with court-related matters, and the Randburg Magistrates Court today dismissed an application by 8 former VIP protection officers to have charges of assaults and malicious damage to property against them dropped. The case relates to a July 2023 incident in which trainees from the SANDF were assaulted on the N1 highway. Mangalisa Kumalo reports.
The court has ruled that there is sufficient evidence for the matter to proceed, denying the group's bid to have their case dismissed. The accused, all former members of the SAPS VIP Presidential Protection Unit, were caught on video assaulting off-duty SANDF trainees in what became a national outrage over police brutality. They are collectively charged with assault with intent to do grievously bodily harm and malicious damage to property, while 3 of the officers face additional charges of pointing firearms and 2 others face charges of reckless driving linked to the incident. Their defense argued that the state had not presented enough evidence to justify continuation of the trial. The matter was postponed and the accused will return to court in March for trial. Mangaliso Kumalo for Jacaranda Newswatch in Johannesburg.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has again described gender-based violence and femicide as a national global emergency. He addressed the International Women's Forum conference in Cape Town today.
Gender-based violence and femicide is the other pandemic that we have to address, for it is prevalent in many, many societies around the world, just like COVID was. Now, it is at this conference that you must push back. Your voices must be heard. My call to everyone here today is, let us work together to ensure that there is no backsliding on the progress that we have achieved so far.
For more, go to jacarandafm.com and click on news. The Independent Electoral Commission says it's ready to defend the credibility of last year's elections in the court. The MK Party is challenging the legitimacy of the 2024 national and provincial election results. Faith Modise has more.
The Umkhonto Sizwe Party has lodged an application asking the High Court in Johannesburg to declare the election results null and void. It wants the election results to be set aside and for either a rerun of the national vote or an independent audit of the results. In a statement this morning, the IEC said it is ready to oppose the request. It claims to have strong evidence to prove that the elections were conducted properly and in accordance with the law. The case is due to be heard on 26 November. For Jacaranda News Watch, I am Faith Mudise.
In news abroad, the death toll from Typhoon Kalamachi in the Philippines has now risen to 114. Another 127 people are still missing. The storm that devastated the country's central regions is now heading towards Vietnam. And finally, a Frenchman earlier this year discovered a gold treasure worth 15 million rand while digging a swimming pool in his garden. The man informed local authorities after he made the discovery in May, and they allowed him to keep it. He found 5 gold bars and many coins buried in plastic bags. I'm Chanel September. More news at 4.
That Frenchie story is nothing. We put a borehole in. I found the Kruger Millions.
Ooh,
easy peasy. That's why I'm retiring next week. Donkey